Oh, good morning. And you didn't actually wake me up, but nearly. I'm having a cup of black tea.
Oh, lovely. Nice way to start the day. Now, Mono, it sounds fantastic. Brings together some old mates, old in inverted commas, of course. but it sounds like a lot of fun. And I guess really, with what we've been through and still are going through, never a better time for a warm, funny stage show.
Oh, yes. I think people have been dying to see some really good comedy. And you know, that we've got those two men. They're just fantastic, John and Max. They're I just look at them with awe, in awe. They're so very, very clever. So I'm hoping I can contribute something myself. But, you know, I was always told never to... don't have tickets on yourself.
No, that's right. As long as the patrons have tickets on themselves coming in to put bums on seats.
You know? Oh, yes, I hope that works.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, you've had the opening night. How did it go?
Well, pretty good. We'll be cutting and pasting. We'll be doing a bit of polishing. But, yeah, it went pretty well, considering, because the boys rehearsed in Melbourne and I rehearsed up in the Southern Highlands. So we didn't really get together till Monday night.
Wow.
Yeah,
that would have been interesting, to say the least. Tell us...
it's a bit weird.
Tell us, give us a pricey of the show.
Okay. Now, it's really nine people in the show because the three actors play three different characters and they're all monologues. They're all sort of spoken to the audience, taking the audience into their living room, but I must point out there's no audience participation, so people shouldn't be frightened. Because
right.
I think once, you know, you're looking out at the audience and speaking directly to them, some people might think, oh, they're going to pick on me, because I remember when Dame Edna picked on me once. So I sympathise with people, but there's no audience participation. The only thing we require is lots of laughter from the audience. But so the three of us play three different characters each, and at the end we get together in the final sketch, which is a visual sketch.
Right.
Pretty funny actually. Yeah. I'm not going to give away the ending, of course.
No, don't.
But, so you'll see an art connoisseur, a reverend of the some faith, a policeman, a poet, a headmistress, a sozzled mother of the bride, quite a lot of different characters.
Yeah. Now, I was going to ask you about that, whether you all got together at one stage, because in some respects, you know, it must be strange doing sort of, as it's described, a three-person, one-man show.
Yeah. Fortunately, you know, because it's written the way it is, we could work separately, but it's still lovely when you've got, you know, your actors around you and you can see what they're doing. So, you know, we're all in the wings having a peek at what everyone's doing. So we haven't had the, you know, we can't stand back and look at ourselves, if you see what I mean.
Yes, yeah. Now, Nolene, it's fair to say you've got a reasonable amount of experience behind you. So is the buzz still there when you get on stage?
I love being on stage. It's not showing off. I was never a show-off. I was the sort of kid who'd hide behind the furniture if anyone said, you know, you're going to do an act for us. So it's a surprise, really, but I do love being on stage. And I don't know what it is. I like the relationship with the audience. I think that's what it is. And it's a very comfortable place to be. I don't know why that's so, but it's sort of, isn't it pitiful at her age? Because I had my first professional show 60 years ago.
Wow.
So I've been in the business longer than that because I was, of course, an amateur actor for quite a few years before I went into professional work. And so it's ridiculous looking back at it. It only seems like yesterday. But, yes, I still get the same buzz and the same nerves.
Yeah. Now, well, I would take you to task on that saying, isn't it ridiculous at her age? Because I'm a firm believer that an age is just a particular number that's locked away somewhere in birth, deaths and marriages, but it actually has no correlation to real life.
No, not at all. I was watching a wonderful woman from Council on the Aging, or one of those mobs that talk to the government about serious issues to do with aging. And she was, she was much senior to me, and she was fantastic putting her case across for more money for aged care. She was fabulous.
Yeah. Now, have you played the Alumbra Theatre before?
I have not. Oh. Is it a beautiful theatre?
You are going to love it. It's a beautiful building because it was the jail, the Bendigo Jail. And they've still incorporated the history of the joint, but the theatre itself. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said that they've performed there before. Acoustically, very, very good. Not a bad seat in the house. I'm sure from a performer's viewpoint, you're going to love it.
Oh, wonderful. I'd love to see that, as long as they don't keep me overnight.
No, the overnight accommodation doesn't look that flash, what they have left of it.
So. I'll be really keen to have a look. I love that part of the world as well. Oh. And I have mates in that part of the world who'll be coming to see the show, which will be great fun.
Well, we are very much looking forward to seeing you all on the 17th of February at the Alumbra Theatre in Bendigo. And Nolene Brown, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you so much for your time.
Me too. Thank you. Bye.